This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And welcome into the second hour of the show. I wouldn't say the sun's popping out, but it's just getting lighter out there. We're getting ready for this day. Still chilly. Might be one of the better temperature-wise days for the rest of this week. Today and I think the next couple days. After tomorrow, it's going to drop. It's going to get cold. I start feeling like winter again, right? So get your winter hats back out because it's time. We're going to start to feel it a little bit, which is good. Our plants need it. Our plants need it more than you think they do. It's that time of the year. Our plants are just, they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's high, what's low, what's going on. They don't know. So this cold weather is going to be good for it. I'm trying to think where I was, but I was looking, I was somewhere and a lot of the trees were starting to show, buds forming. It just is something else, right? It's that time of the year where it just, it needs to be figured out of what's going on temperature wise, weather wise, because, it's all over the place and some of our plants just don't know what's going on by any means. So let's just, we'll figure it out at some point. Who knows? But our plants need the cold weather. They need to stay that way so that they can thrive for us this season. Just keeping an eye out on some of these plants, right, as they start to form. Also realize some of your own fruit trees, some of the trees at home, with that cold weather we had, it was like 2 weeks ago at this point, might have done some damage to some of the buds for this spring. So those are the things that make me nervous right now is, are our plants going to have long-term issues because of the weather like that? I don't have the answer. I would think that maybe, right? But I don't have the actual answer. If I had a crystal ball, I could tell you. But I don't, unfortunately. That's, maybe in the next life. But the fact of the matter is, the temperatures are going to be affecting our plants, and we got to keep them in mind. And, the other thing the other thing that we got to keep in mind and keep our eyes on is how the, are we still in drought conditions? It seems like we aren't as bad as we were because of all the rain that we've gotten. But we got to keep that in mind this year. And as we plant this spring, you know, kind of look at it and say, what else can we do to make sure if drought conditions happen, you know, will help it? Are they drought-tolerant type plants? Are they, you know, just as simple as adding something to the soil, like a soil moist or a hydrotain or one of those things? Those are things we should be thinking about early and doing as a preemptive type action versus a reaction later when it does get to the point where it is, in a drought condition, right? So those are things we got to think about. We got to keep it in mind and say, all right, what happened last year? How can we continue on and make us successful and not have to worry about some of the things that have happened this last year? What can we do to prevent it? So, you know, that's why I bring these things up early. You know, the other things we should be thinking about this early are soil samples. If you're looking to do some sort of soil test, right? Soil samples getting done early will give you the advantage of when you start this year to be ahead, so that it's not just hurry up and wait. It's you can get it done now and say, all right, I'm ready to go and have everything work, right? So I've been doing lots of research and looking at the UMass Extension website a number of times lately, right? And I'm looking at the majority of the items that I see on the turf aspect. Almost every article says on it, take a look at, you know, get a soil test before you add this, that, or the other thing. Get a soil test in order to know what the, you know, pH level is. Get a soil test to do that. I mean, it's not just me who says it. Right? I know I tend to talk about the soil tests and really want you to get them done, but it is so important to do. I think it's helps you know what else is going on. And I had this discussion earlier in the week with someone who was talking about soil tests, but really only talking about the pH levels. Right, saying, oh, the pH is so important. You got to use this product to do for the pH, this for the pH. And I looked at them, I said, that's great. But the fact of the matter is a pH is only going to give you so much. Let's get some of those other details going. Let's get some of the other elements figured out. And that's what a real soil test does for you, so that you can know what's going on underneath, and then you know exactly what to add. Right? So you're not adding too much. You know, it was then said to me, well, this area in New England has lots of phosphorus. Yeah, it does. It has lots of phosphorus. It's natural in this area. But the fact of the matter is the phosphorus sits because of other elements that are sitting in the soil, holding them in so the phosphorus doesn't move. Now, if we just keep building on there and fertilizing and adding phosphorus and adding all these things, it just sits, and it doesn't work the way we want to. So that's where that soil test comes in, to tell us what we need to break down, what we need to work with, right? So if you can put a shovel in the ground right now, if you can put that shovel in the ground, as deep as the shovel can go, that at the tip of the, you know, the tip of the round point shovel, that's where you should be taking the soil from, putting it in a bucket, getting it from multiple areas in the yard, right? We talked about it last week. What I like to do is take the area that you're doing, get like the four corners. And I'm not talking exactly in the corner, like the furthest part out. Come in a little bit, but it's the four corners and then the center. Mix it together in a bucket. Let it sit for 24 hours, especially if you're shipping it out, right? Because if you're shipping it out, A lot of times you're paying for the weight. But if it's drier, it's not that bad. And then you need about a pound, which is about a full Ziploc bag, one of the smaller Ziploc bags. Not the big Ziploc bags, the smaller Ziploc bags. It's a full one to get the amount that you're looking for. A lot of times, if you go to Natural Alternative, they'll send you the kit. It'll have a bag. It'll fill it. It'll have a line to where you need to fill it. But that's about a pound. So keep that in mind. But that's something that we want you to do, is fill it. Because underfilling, what'll happen sometimes is it doesn't give you the accurate reading. It's not enough. Right? It's not enough soil to say exactly what's going on. So I'm not saying send like 5 pounds to your area that you're sending it to. Like if you're sending it to UMass Extension, don't send more. But take a look and see that you have enough so that you can have the right reading. I know it's one of those things I harp on a lot, but I find this so important, this discussion of soil tests and getting them done for you, that I'm going to continue it. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll discuss more. But for everybody, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're talking, I'm talking a number of things. I've been talking a lot about soil tests again. You know, that's just kind of what I do. But it was interesting because, like I was saying prior, I've been doing a lot more research, just trying to learn some things when it comes to, you know, the lawn, the garden, etc. And I saw a lot of it on the UMass Extension where everything says to get a soil test or, you know, get a soil sample and get it tested. And I think, you know, looking at the way, you know, the world's going, right? Where everything costs more. Let's not talk about the outside stuff. Let's talk about the way everything's starting to cost more, right? Our fertilizing the lawn, taking care of the plants, taking care of all these things is not a top priority on our list. Right, we're thinking of other things because it costs so much to do other things. So one of the things that I was just thinking about was, you know, yes, a soil test could cost you $30 at first, but what can it do for you, right? So getting that soil sample done and taken care of prior to just going out and fertilizing like always could save you to the point where it says, maybe you don't have to fertilize as much. Maybe you're over-fertilizing, and maybe you just have to manage. But it also could help you when it comes to the fact that, say you actually want it, you know what, you're like, I'm going to do a lawn no matter what. Well, what it'll do is tell you where you're at and what levels you need to change. So that instead of just throwing different things at a project, you get the right results. So in essence, it'll save you money long term. Honestly, it is so important for when, if you're doing these types of things, to know what's going on. Now, you know, soil tests obviously are great to get that information, but, you know, knowledge is what's there. So, you know, do some research and say, all right, these are the other things that I need to do. You know, do the research on where you get your loan from, if you're going to put loan down, right? Ask them for the soil test that they have, because they should have a soil test for everything that, you know, that they're sending to you, right? So keep that in mind. But these are things that, you know, I want to make sure you, you know, think about early enough where you can be, so you can be successful this year, right? Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're halfway through the second hour. Plenty of time if you have questions for us. So give us a call. You know, I just gave that number. I'll give it again in a couple here. But we'll do what we can to help you out. Spring is around the corner. We're about a month away from spring. So we should be thinking about what we're going to be doing. And that's why I was bringing up the soil test, right? Doing it now, if you can get that shovel into the ground, will get you ahead of everybody who's doing it once the ground, you know, they get out there and think of it. That way, you're 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time, and you're not just sitting there waiting to get the results. Because if you're going to do a soil sample, I don't want you to put anything down until you figure out exactly what you need to do, right? Because what would be the point of doing a soil sample if it says don't do this and you went and did it, right? So that's what I mean. So hopefully, you know, you get it done, taken care of, and then you're doing things once instead of multiple times. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA News Update. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will begin receiving hospice care at his home in Georgia. The former president decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. Many at Michigan State not ready for moves to return to in-person classes a week after a deadly shooting on campus.
It's too soon to head back to classes as usual, say those signing a petition to have the university offer online or hybrid options to those who feel uncomfortable attending in the flesh. They were responding to the school's announcement that in-person teaching would resume Monday. The petition, posted on change.org, complains the campus is not fully equipped to address student safety concerns. By the end of Friday night, more than 20,000 people had signed the petition. Organizers are hoping to get at least 5,000 more. I'm Karen Sloan.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time for you to join the show. We're only in the second hour, so like I said, plenty of time to enjoy, to ask some questions if you have them. That's what we're here for, to help you out. Now, we're really, obviously, we're starting to think spring a lot with what's going on. And, one of the things that we should be looking at doing is, are we going to fertilize this year with our lawn? Is it going to be with our gardens? What are we going to do? And, when it comes to taking care of our plants and taking care of the lawn, there might be a monetary value to it. There obviously is. But it's the secondary value of what it does for you, for your home, for just the way you live, right? Plants and gardens are things that make you happy, right? Make you enjoy being outside or with, whomever, right? So might be some monetary value to it, but I just want you to kind of keep in mind what it does for you. It keeps you happy, keeps you going. So it's something that maybe you just find a way to do this season. So anyways, one of the things I want you to take a look at is go to the Natural Alternative website. There's tons of information there, but I want you to also look at their different products. And one of those products, like I said, like I've been talking about, is for the lawn. Their lawn products, their STEP program, is a 5-application program. But 5 applications is what you should be doing with the lawn anyways, right? There are some out there that'll say just use 4. Some will say just use 2. 5 steps, if you look at the lawn care is the way to go. Five applications because of the fact that we're talking 6 to 8 week intervals throughout. And a 6 to 8 week interval is going to get you five different times during the season. So just keep it in mind, but take a look at that Natural Alternative website at natural-alternative.com to get more information. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Jackie's in Arkansas.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, sir. I'm planning on planting some plum trees this year.
Okay.
And I got a couple different varieties. And I was fortunate to have a wild plum tree on my property whenever I moved there. It just randomly grew up. And around the area, close to me, I don't have any other plum trees. I mean, the closest that I've ever found wild plum trees is down by the Arkansas River. But
yep.
Anyways, I was wondering if what it would do with the cross. I mean, is there like cross pollination from that to like these hybrids that I've
Well, so it might, right? Some of the plum trees, are considered self pollinators. Right? There are a number of them, so you might have that capability in that wild plum tree. Especially, did you see fruit on it this past season?
This past season, I don't know what happened. I guess it may be the drought, because I had a bunch of berries and blooms.
Yep.
And they just dried up. But the year before, I had a bumper crop of plums on it. I mean, the thing I noticed about it too, I didn't put any insecticide or anything like that, and I didn't have any bugs really do much damage, if any, to any of the plums. So, I mean, I guess because of the skins maybe tougher, or I don't know. But, typically most fruit trees you're going to have to spray them or something like that to protect the fruit, but I really didn't have any issues with that. So that was another thing that
Well, I can tell you a couple things. So with that plum tree that had that bumper crop, that had the huge crop, usually the year after, it doesn't look like much because it's put so much energy into it. So that could be a major factor of what happened to it. And this year you might actually start to see some more growth to it. But there are a number of self-pollinating plum trees, and it seems like that plum tree that's already on the property is a self-pollinating. Now, adding another plum in the area, it doesn't necessarily pollinate that one, but what it ends up doing is, with more of the types of trees in the area, your pollinators spend more time because they're larger amounts to pollinate. There's more trees, right? And when they're close to the same, in the same family, it's easier for those to just go from one tree to the next. I would take a look at, before you purchase, some of the self-pollinating plums. There's a number of varieties out there, which just means, you don't have to do any of that extra putting like another plant near it or something like that. So your local garden center should have like a list, but they're, I'm trying to think. There's a website, Stark Brothers, okay. Out there, or Stark Bros is how they have it. They'll have some information on the different ones and, details if it's self-pollinating or not. I'd look for the self-pollinating, but again, that self-pollinating is going to help the other plum tree in such a way that the pollinators will flock to both of them to create it, to go for you. So, it's definitely worth taking a look at, but you don't necessarily always have to do it. It seems like that wild one is definitely a self-pollinator.
Yeah. Okay, one more question.
Sure.
I'm also, I've started two rows of muscadine. All right, and I also have wild muscadine on the property. Is that going to be an issue with me?
don't believe so. You know, it's how close are they going to be from
the wild ones? You know, they're growing in, because I live in close to a pine thicket. It basically is a pine thicket.
Yep.
All around my property. So, and you know, and in the pine trees, the muscadines, they just grow wild, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
And of course, the ones I purchased, you know, they produce a larger fruit because it's a, I guess a hybrid or whatever they want to call it. But,
yep.
Same color, you know, it's not, you know, they got all different types of muscadines, but the ones I'm doing is called a cow art.
Okay.
And the ones that wild, of course, they're a smaller fruit, but the same color. And I just didn't know if that would, I don't know if they do like, you know, some of your vegetables would do, cross pollinate and cause it to, like my fruit to actually stay smaller or.
No, or it shouldn't. Adding anything that needs to be pollinated into the area is only going to pull some of the pollinators into the area more, right? So I don't see this doing that. You know, the you said it was cow art variety, right? Yeah. I mean, that one, you know, I don't see it taking away from your other plants, right? And pulling some of the flavor from it. And it likes the acidic soil. You said you're in a pine area, so you're going to have more of a lower pH level anyways. So I think it's going to be fine for both of them to do. So I really think I think you're going to be okay, honestly. I don't see a problem. My concern would be is if they get too close to, like, the plum trees, right? Meaning they're just growing wild and can take over that plum tree. Because, as you know, they can just cover an area.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be my bigger concern, other than pulling nutrients from the others. Again, I wouldn't plant it, like, 5 feet from the plum trees, but, you know, kind of train yours to stay in an area. A lot of, you know, you could use like fishing line to create a netting. You know, get a couple posts.
I've got my muscadines. They're going to be they're on a cullet.
Perfect.
And this will be they're on their second year.
Okay.
Of going, so I've got them trained, and you know I'm working with 3 acres, so I've got plenty of room. I mean, I'm not doing a huge, you know, operation or nothing. It's just,
I get it.
I got like 5 plum trees that I've got one and I bought 4 more. So I was, and they're all, the other 4 that I bought are different varieties.
Perfect.
And so I'm trying to see which one's going to do the best, you know, with what I got as far as the soil conditions and stuff like that. I heard you talk about the soil samples. And, that's something I haven't done, but I probably need to because, like I said, I don't really know what I'm working with.
And yeah, no, it's one of those things by just, you even do it when you're successful with products, with a plant, so you kind of just know how you can get back to that level too. So, you know, it's kind of, just knowing what's in there will allow you to either use less fertilizer or use less products and just let the plant do its thing. I definitely agree on that. It sounds like you got a pretty good plan in place. And I'll tell you, with 5 plum trees, you're going to have a better crop long term on all of them because of the way they're going to be pollinating. You know, they're inviting pollinators so much more to that area. And then with the muscadine there, I mean, you probably have a ton of them out there that you'd be like, man, I have too many of these right now. At some point.
Well, I've got chickens and, you know, that roam free too. So the only problem I have with the chickens, because I started blackberries when I first moved to this property. I've been on this property for, this will be the 4th year.
Yep.
And so I've had chickens and guineas and stuff like that just to help keep the ticks down, because that's an issue in my area. The only problem I had with my chickens when they free range is, you know, sometimes my blackberries and stuff, they try to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
But, All right. Well, it's good talking to you, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right. Awesome. You have a great rest of your day, and good luck with all the fruit you're planting there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's important to have multiples when it comes to your fruit trees, you know, even if they're self-pollinating. But really look into it. See, you know, are they self-pollinating? Do they need a pollinator and which one? And it'll help you be even more successful as time goes on. So we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov
ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about halfway through the show, plenty of time. If you have some questions for us, we'll be here for another, you know, another 2 hours after this segment. To help you out with your gardening questions. We're just kind of thinking spring, thinking different things. Sky's the limit of what we can discuss. But you know, that's up to you guys on what we discuss. So just keep that in mind, as we move on from here. So, you know, I've been thinking about lawns. I know you have been. I told you I went to a seminar type this week with a group. And one of the things that we were talking about was different, you know, the lawn and when you could do things, etc. And, you know, one thing that was brought up, you know, obviously was the drought. And one of the points that was made was saying that with the drought conditions, right, you know, do you need to completely reseed? Do you need to do this? What do you need to do? And one of the things that I found very interesting was, is if you were looking at your lawn in the fall, and it was starting to make a comeback, right? It was starting to look good. It was starting to do its thing, and show some green. You actually have a good chance that that's going to come back this spring. So in the fall, if your lawn started to bounce back from the drought, you are more likely to have
a green lawn coming back this spring than if there was nothing coming up, right? Say it was really brown, or you know there were dead patches. Those areas will not come back. So those are the areas that we need to reseed or take care of. But if you notice that your lawn was coming back, it might be some good news for you that you won't have to do as much. So keep that in mind this season. You know, it might not be a total renovation on your lawn. It really might not be. And it might be something where you can just kind of fill in some of those areas, right? Instead of having to redo and start fresh. So if you had some lawn that was doing well, once the, you know, with the drought, realize it might still be there. It might come back for you this spring. So I thought that was good news. I think that's something, you know, we need some more of, obviously, when it comes to our lawns and gardens, etc., especially with the cold temperatures. But I think you're going to be okay with some of these areas. I know. Most of my area was dead, so I know I'm going to be needing to work on it. But if you didn't, if you had green, good news for you. Maybe it's just fertilizing this spring versus redoing an entire area. So let's hope that's the case, and you know, you can be successful this next season. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4255. 61 again, 855-660-4261. And we're you know, almost at the break here. There's another minute or two, but you know, we got 2 hours left. Plenty of time for questions. Any of the questions that you have, we are here to help you out and take care of. So definitely, you know, call us. We'll do our best to help you be successful. It's never too early to be thinking about what to do for spring. Honestly, it's never too early. We're almost at the point where it's too late. But, yeah. So soon we'll be there. I want you to be ready for it. I want you to be ready for the season, getting things taken care of, cleaned up, ready. So when the season hits, you're good to go. And then you get to enjoy it. That's the big thing. If we can be successful in taking care of our lawn and garden early, we might actually be able to enjoy our gardens for the season. Anyways, we're going to take another break here, and we'll be back in a few, but call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.